Ripe for harvest. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
We're just trying to get going on it. We've got some later that will be, we'll have to wait about a week on steel grain.
Farmers across Tennessee have been busy this spring planting corn, cotton, and soybeans. They're now looking to harvest their winter wheat crop. According to the Tennessee Ag Statistics Service, about 300,000 acres of wheat are expected to be harvested for grain this month, and Andy Teasley of Robertson County has just gotten started on his 1,000 acres.
We started Saturday afternoon. We run just 3-4 hours just to get everything set. And it's, the yield on it, you know, it's running pretty good right now. It's, you know, got some spots hitting 100, but then we got a few spots that's dropping off of that. But we're hoping it's going to average 80 bushels, somewhere along in there. But, you know, had really had a little bit too much rain in May. Wheat really likes a little bit drier May, but, it still looks pretty good.
Andy Teasley says now that his wheat is ready for harvest, he's having to work around these scattered showers that have been showing up across the state this week.
Yeah, that's the scary part with wheat. If you start getting much rain, the test weight will drop quick on it. So that's the reason everybody tries, when it does get dry, tries to run hard as we can just to, for some reason, you know, to keep that test weight up, where the elevators like it a whole lot better when that test weight's up there, for sure.
Now, the weather back in late winter may have also affected some of the crop. Randy Gillum has about 350 acres of wheat in Marion County that he's just getting started on.
We're about, got into about 125 acres of it, and not yielding great, but it's not terrible. We've had quite a bit of freeze damage, cut the yield, small grains. It's not terrible, but you can tell, you know, real small grains and some of the tips didn't fill out, things like that.
A statewide, Tennessee farmers hope to harvest almost 22 million bushels of winter wheat. So far, about 15% of the crop has been cut. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.